He is Rockford University's athletic director, Jason Mulligan. Had some big news this week out of Rockford University. They've been announced that they've added two more sports to their list of sports available, and that is men's volleyball and women's golf. So, Jason, thank you so much for being with us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Randy.
Now, jumping on to what you got going here, the addition of the two sports. Let's start with the genesis of this. When did you guys decide you want to expand the sports opportunities at the university?
Sure. This is my second year, so as I came in, we strategically looked at what are some of the opportunities out there for sport additions, and because we want to grow the program, we want to get more student athletes. We believe in what we're selling in our institution, so we kind of looked at the community and kind of the climate for each sport, and we really thought men's volleyball, especially in the Rockford area, has really been on an uptick and has a lot of popularity. So that was an area that we thought, hey, we could be successful here. So we had our national search looking for a coach and ended up finding somebody local, which we just announced yesterday as well, that has a lot of ties to the Rockford High School community and the club community. And so we're excited about hopefully really growing this and having an opportunity for young men that are interested in men's volleyball to come to Rockford.
Who was the coach you got?
His name is Michael Lanera. He's been the head coach at Auburn. Was coach of the year last year in the Nick 10 and has a lot of passion, and he's got a competitive fire, and he's young, and so I think he's excited to step in and do a great job.
And as far as the women's golf too, now obviously, like you said, the volleyball was kind of based in part because of the growth of the sport in this area, particularly in the Nick 10 and the Big Northern area. Where did the women's golf idea come from?
Yeah, we looked at a couple different options. Lacrosse has obviously been really popular, coming from the East, but in the Midwest right now, it's really picking up. But mm-hmm. We didn't know with our facilities that we could pull off a successful program with all the other schools in our conference and locally that are doing it, and it takes such a larger roster size that we felt golf might be a good idea. At our level, there's five ladies would come in and be able to score. So we thought we could have success if we get a good coach that also looking at that same recipe of local coaching and networking, that we could start getting some female student athletes and we could have success right away.
Now, I guess my first question is, why not have also men's golf? Or was basically you can only do two and you chose the volleyball over the opportunity to do men's golf?
Yeah, with NCAA, with Title IX, you have to be able to add. You have the same amount mm-hmm. of offerings for the males and females. So we were just more excited about strategically, looking at it, we thought men's volleyball, we could be more successful and that it would be a bigger impact on campus because we're looking to really, take the feel of campus. We have a lot of commuters, but try to just turn it more into a residential, pride, spirit-filled, great experience, and we saw having another sport from January to April on campus over in the Siever Center just to get some energy and just to help the students population in general get excited.
Yeah, I think you're right there. I mean, golf is not going to be a spectator sport, but volleyball could be a great spectator sport. I was wondering how much you think, too, that you're adding a volleyball team can be a great boost to the a high school boys volleyball had just been recently added in the Nick 10, and I think you're adding a college volleyball team will be great for our high school volleyball players.
Absolutely. However, that we can help generate interest. I mean, we view ourselves as a part of the community, but I think as far as an athletic department, it's been kind of untapped, the Rockford area. We've had a lot more success recruiting in the Chicagoland area and central and Southern Illinois, that we really want to be Rockford's university of choice. So I think if we can start to establish a tradition and a good program, that it could be a place that, athletes want to stay local and get a great four-year private liberal arts education. So we're excited about that.
We're talking with Jason Mulligan, the athletic director at Rockford University. They just added two new sports this week, or announced they've added two new sports. They'll be starting not this next year, but the year after, correct, the 1920 academic year?
Yes. Yeah, that was another thing we looked at was our conference already had nine schools in men's volleyball that are participating. and then ourselves, Wisconsin Lutheran, and then we're actually getting a school outside the conference that's very good in men's volleyball in St. Norbert. They're joining the conference just in men's volleyball. So it'll jump to a 12-team, really competitive conference. And we've had Aurora, Dominican, Benedictine, schools that have been had a big impact at the national tournament. Dominican made the final, I think final four last year, maybe the final game. So we're a very good conference in men's volleyball.
Now, when you make a decision to expand, first of all, maybe start with the expansion decision, and then also when you decide on what sports you want to expand, what are the considerations going in? I mean, are you looking for just to give Rockford University more opportunities that might help draw students, or is it a financial thing where you're hoping that you can draw somebody to draw people to maybe make some money? I mean, as Matt said, volleyball is more of a spectator sport than golf will be. But kind of what is the criteria when you decide, A, we want to expand, and then we decide what sports do we expand to?
Yeah, we sat down and looked. You know, I did a lot of research with looking at other conference schools, other Division III schools that are our size, that are similar to us in what we offer academically, and what we thought would be viable, and that we could be successful at. You know, we looked at lacrosse and men's and women's. We looked at wrestling, which is I think another sport that's was kind of down, but it's growing, and there's not a lot of schools in the nation, especially the Midwest, that are doing it. And then we looked at costs associated. You know, how viable is it financially for us to be successful, and do we have the facility to do it? With volleyball, we have everything there for the women. So really, there's not a lot of added cost with as far as budgetary and equipment and that type of thing, where you're looking at wrestling and really all you have to have is a mat. But things like lacrosse is going to be a huge undertaking. So providing all the equipment, helmets, all the sticks, all those things. So we looked at the financial viability, but also what we thought we could be successful in. And we're still looking. And the plan is in the next 2 to 3 years, we'll continue to have more sports. But we put quite a bit of work into it because we want to be successful.
You mentioned about facilities. So how are you? Do you have a plan yet? Or is it set for golf? And I've got a little time yet, but are you got a certain home course, or how is that going to work out?
We've been in talks a little bit, but a lot of that will have to be, I think, with the new coach, the relationships that he has. We have some local people that we've talked to that have good relationships with local courses. So we, you know, that would come down to just meeting with them and finding out availability. And, you know, we really wouldn't have to worry about the meets as much as we would practice each day and finding a time to be able to go out there, because in golf, it's usually going to be on the weekend you travel, and it's going to be tournaments where there's 10 teams and, you know, doing quite a bit of travel. So we would, you know, that wouldn't even be a huge issue of being able to host, you know, a huge tournament, things like that. So we'll just look at the best opportunity and what's most feasible for travel and things like that.
And you said, do you have a coach for golf?
We do not yet.
Okay.
We just named Coach Linera in men's volleyball. And we have a women's soccer opening. We've had 3 candidates on campus in the last week, so we're looking to fill that. And then we'll be posting the women's golf job here probably within the week.
Okay. And one other thing you mentioned about looking ahead, even expanding more, I know you just got this taken care of, so it's hard to just jump way ahead, but is it still things like lacrosse, or maybe bring in, you know, again, if you have to match up for Title IX, maybe bring in boys' golf or men's golf, and then maybe another women's sport, or have you any ideas of what you think you might expand to down the road?
Yeah, I honestly have a good gut feeling that wrestling could be a good niche for us.
Mm-hmm.
With lacrosse, we always have to look at our facility and as far as turf and those type of things. And, you know, we are really excited that we're going to be partnered with Rockford Park District in some of our sports in this next year. We'll be playing men's, women's soccer out at Wedgbury Stadium at Sports Court 2. And then softball will actually be playing at Sports Court 2 as well, all of our games. So we're really excited to be able to have this relationship. Louis Matus, who's kind of the general manager out there, is an alum, and he actually helped us out last year in men's soccer. So we have a good relationship with him, and we think that with their state-of-the-art facilities, we can give our student-athletes a great opportunity to have those fields and facilities. The other thing we're looking at is being able to use their new indoor facility January, February, March, when we're kind of handcuffed a little bit with how much space we have, so that track, baseball, softball, football can go in there during the day up until about 5 p.m. and use that huge facility, which is just awesome. It's so big, we could have probably three teams in there at once practicing. So we're looking at all these things to try to advance the program and provide that first-class experience.